Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests, from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, family, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Listen, guys, we've been talking about, we got a new series happening, and it's saying it's time to get serious about your success and don't accept anything less. Now, explosive first call, and I gave you guys some homework, and hopefully that if you're serious, you went ahead and you did the homework in writing out your vision and making it plain. Habakkuk 2:2. You can go back and you need to understand that when you make it plain, it says that he may run who reads it. So I need you guys to understand that was the first part. And so we gave a very powerful formula for writing out the vision. We got very specific. And on today's call, you're going to have an opportunity to hear someone who did exactly this and what happened in their business. And so I need you to know that today our word is going to be coming from the book of Isaiah. Chapter 57, verse 14. You want to go ahead and turn to it because it's all going to come together. Remember I shared that if you didn't do the work yesterday, you won't be prepared today. And so I need you guys to understand right now, we're not playing with your success. I know what my father has told me considering what I am supposed to do here on earth while I'm here. I know that part of it has a lot to do with the success of others. Dr. Monroe told me that 8 days before his passing, that I will be known for success, I will be known for making people successful, which identified that is my assignment. But it's not for everyone. It's for the people who want it. And so as we go to the Lord, we have to begin to ask him to remove anything out of our way that's obstructing or hindering our success. Sometimes it's ourselves. Sometimes it's other people. Many times it's places that we go, whether it's in our mind or even geographically. And then there's things that come in between us and God. Things. The same things we pray to him for, when we get them, it starts to obstruct where we're going. And I am telling you, I was literally just so on point in church this past Sunday where my pastor made sure to say, don't let those things that you pray for now come in between you and God's relationship. We want to remember who it is that's the giver of our wealth, who gives us the ability to gain wealth. So we got to go to him every day. We got to go to him every day. Don't play with this. If you're serious about success, you have to even be more serious with your relationship with God or you'll crumble because wealth is not for wimps. So where's your strength going to come from? So we've got to go to God, the all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent, all-powerful one. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day that this is the day that you've made. We'll be glad and we're joyous in it. We'll never take for granted even the fact that we're up and we're breathing. We're thanking you Father God, that the fact that we're awake and we can move, that is the inclination that our job is not done here on earth. We're thanking you right now that we have to be a great exemplar to your kingdom, and success is being a great example. We're moving every stumbling block out of the way, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether the people, places, or the things, that we remove right now in the name of Jesus. We know that only our words alone will not make the move, but we have to take action, very intentional action. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are letting your Holy Spirit give us the instruction. We're thanking you that now we will begin to now just not be hearers, but doers of that correction, getting us on the right path. We know that we need you to be involved in all of our matters, in every area of our life. We need you, oh God. We don't have the pride to be able to say we can do it alone. We're thanking you, oh Father God, even for the trials and the tribulations and the tests. We honor you for those that we know that we're coming out without a doubt. As we're taking our spot at the top, we'll make sure that even when we get there, we'll have full responsibility in our actions, our thoughts, our character, our integrity. As we're going out to do great exploits in your name, we'll never be ashamed of who you are or whose we are. We honor you, we bless your holy name, and we receive this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, good morning, family. It's so amazing to be here on this morning, and I just want us to discuss a few things, right? So let's start chatting about your vision. Start to lay out the vision on tomorrow when we begin to move forward into the strategies, talking about your marketing strategies and all that. We got to move some things out of the way. And so let's go ahead and read our scripture today, and it's Isaiah 57 and 14. And it says, "And one shall say, heap it up, heap it up. Or it may say, build it up, build it up. Prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people." Now, I need you to understand something very, very clearly. Prayer from the prophet Isaiah is saying, when you're saying build it up, and remove the stumbling block of my people. But this is also talking about people who are in, I would say, co-partnership, co-leadership, collaboration with God. I am telling you right now, anytime that you don't see God, you're going to see chaos. You're going to see confusion. You're going to see doubt. You're going to see lack of strong production. You're going to see lack of stamina. You're going to see frustration. You're going to see all these other things. And if you are making sure that God is front and center in everything you do, even if you do see these things, it will last. It will be extremely temporary. It won't lag long. It won't lag the whole year in your business. It won't lag all this time. So as we start talking about removing the stumbling blocks and you start looking at your vision, we said we want you to be very specific. If you're serious about your success, we need you to write out that vision and say, in this particular year, in this moment in time, if not a real goal, if you don't incorporate time. Because time is going to give you deadlines. It's going to give you the way of how you're going to pace to win this race. It's going to say, you know what, I got to take action today if I'm going to meet that goal. And then you're saying, what do I want to experience within this window of time or when I get there? What is going to be my title or position in the company? I am just so grateful. I'll encourage you to put grateful inside that vision, because the attitude of gratitude automatically will now start activating your faith that will move the hand of God on your behalf. And so if you're grateful, You cannot say I can enjoy being an XYZ figure earner in my company, and look how much cash I got, liquid. I enjoy also this money. It ain't just for me to soak it up and look, you know, good, whatever. I also enjoy this money or these benefits so I can do what? Maybe you want to retire your mother. Maybe you want to help your grandmother. Maybe you want your kids to see a better life. Maybe you want your husband to come off the job. Maybe you want your wife to come off of the job. Maybe you want more quality time with your family. And in order for you to get this, there's some things you have to do. It's not just dropping out of the ceiling. You're going to say, I'm going to be consistent with what it takes. IPAs, baby, income-producing activity. But then now, as we start laying out this portion of your vision as to why don't you have these things, what are those stumbling blocks? Who are the stumbling blocks? If the first place you're going to look is outside of you, then there's a challenge there. We need to look at what is it that we can control about our success and work harder on that versus the worrying, the whining, the drama on the things we can't control. In network marketing, remember, you're writing your own check. Your company is just issuing it. So what do you need to do so you can start writing yourself bigger checks? And then now after that, you're declaring and decreeing that right now, this week, you're finding exactly what it is you need to remove those stumbling blocks. Now, I need you guys to know that I have trained this, and there are some people, several people over the years that have used this strategy when I've introduced it, and it sounds like it doesn't even mean anything. But if you decide to take this seriously, if you decide to take this seriously, then now you will begin to see some things that you've never seen before in your life, in your business. I'm telling you right now, we have our caller, press star and the number one, come in the queue. I don't see her right now. I want to make sure I see her in the queue. And then we are going to hear from someone who's actually done this. Okay, press star and the number one, come in the queue. And then we're going to chat to somebody who did it. From 1 year to the next, life is just amazing now. But she used a specific strategy, implemented it, and then things are a lot better. Star in the number one. And so as we're waiting on her to come in the queue, it's okay for the other callers to come in the queue, and we're going to be discussing this because if you cannot identify the stumbling blocks and have some specific strategies to remove those stumbling blocks out of your way, You will stay right there. Let's see here. You will stay right there. Callers trying to get on in. Star number one. I can tell you right now this is going to be good because she's going to read it. She's trying to come in. I don't see her on the board. Let's make sure the board is working. If you are out there on the line and you want to be able to share as well on today, let's start pressing star on the number one, coming in the queue, and let's see what's happening here. Because I do not see her in the queue. I don't want to read it for her. I want her to read it for herself, family. Okay, it says she's in the queue, but I don't see you. Where are you? You would just show up. The board, something. Okay, perfect, perfect. So I am going to tell you this. When you hear this, you want to definitely take notes because This Paula did exactly, she wrote out the vision, made it plain, experienced beyond it, so you can also make sure you can say you want to have a minimum of XYZ. You don't have to say you want to have just, you know, don't put that time limit on God. You want to say you want to have a minimum of XYZ money, right? I shared with you guys what I did. And then you got to include helping some other folks. You got to get God involved. And anytime you're helping his people from a pure heart, clean hands, game over. Game over. And you're okay. I'm going to go on forward, and I'm going to see, I don't know what's happening. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to read it, right? And this is, and you've heard her before, this is a dynamo leader who, I can tell you something that even just a few years ago, probably would never have experienced or thought she would be experienced what she's experiencing now in her business. And what has happened is that she's written the vision out, she's made it plain, and I'm looking for her inside of the queue. I do not see her. What's going to happen is, I don't see anyone coming to you, and that's very weird. So what's going to happen is we're going to talk about her vision. She wrote it out. I saw it coming to full fruition. I just want to see her come in the queue. I'm just taking a little bit of moment here because I hate to read this for her. All right, this is a six-figure earner now, one of the top leaders in our entire company. She has done amazing things as a single mom, definitely a woman of God. You can say that she is a, you know, a silent powerhouse because she don't speak much. But what she speaks of significance. And when, you know, just a little over a year ago, she wrote out her vision. She went to our company's convention, and she said, you know what? I'm not coming back at this convention in the same place. I'm not coming back without being XYZ of a leader. And so you know what? This is what it said. She said, in 2017, she got specific. Oh, baby, where is she? In 2017, I will be a regional vice president driving my new Audi. I'm grateful to help 10 VPs, and I enjoy being a six-figure earner. My savings is on overload, saving $10,000 a month. I enjoy taking my kids and experiencing travel, traveling the world. I am consistent on daily income-producing activities. I don't have these things because I'm standing in my own way. I need to be more consistent daily and stop putting things off. I also need to do better with follow-ups and being more organized. I declare and decree that this weekend I will find exactly what I need, which is being more organized, consistent, and follow-ups, and I'm committed to implement that solution immediately. I am telling you right now that this young lady, her name is Toy Jones. My Lord, you definitely got to hear from her directly on our next call. I'm just trying to see. I'm looking even for anyone to come in the line, and it looks like this board is going crazy. But I can tell you I'm not seeing anyone. I can tell you this right now. In that past year, Toy Jones did become a regional VP with her company. That means that her business went from doing $100,000 in sales to over $250,000 in sales. As a matter of fact, she went to vice president, then regional vice president. She had two titles, I believe, in that year. She is a six-figure earner. She saved more than that $10,000. She's made many travels, taking her kids on trips that she never would have felt that she could have afforded. She's experiencing now daily income-producing activities and creating leaders on her team like nobody's business. But she was very clear about what her stumbling blocks were. She was standing in her own way. She needed to be more consistent, and she said, I need to stop putting things off. She needed to do better follow-ups and being more organized. And she declared and decreed that that weekend she was going to find out exactly what she needed to do to remove those stumbling blocks. This is action-based intentions, family. When you do this, of course, you're going to have that cash calendar. And you got to start every week the way you want to end it. I need you to know that once you've identified those blocks, you can knock them down. But you can't do them by yourself. You need God and you need an immersed atmosphere of growth. All I'm telling you right now on today's family, we're going to end this call a little earlier to try to see what's happening on this board. We're going to have Ms. Jones back on tomorrow as we see what's happening. Do not miss the story specifically. Like she has recently been sharing parts of her story that she hadn't shared before. I need you to hear some things. I need you to really listen to someone who thought they couldn't be successful, never been successful in this industry before, and going madly successful. And I know that she's not only going to be a six-figure, but she's going to be a seven-figure earner in this industry because she's in it to win it. I'm excited about you guys' success. Let's plug in on tomorrow as we talk about your marketing strategy. Extremely, extremely important. Extremely important, because some of your stumbling blocks is that you're not realizing that you might even need something as simple as a makeover. Some of your stumbling blocks may be just as much as I'm not confident enough to get on a video. I'm not confident enough to do my five people a day. So it might be your image. How you see yourself has a lot to do with the way others see you. There are some things that you're putting off. Procrastination is just another form of fear. Write those stumbling blocks down so we can tear them down with you together so you can make 2018 the year that you build the biggest team ever in this industry and be a confident, competent, humble giant of a leader. Guys, we'll see you guys on tomorrow. And I'm sure we'll be able to get Ms. Jones in. Talk to you soon.